Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Ex voto art in Mexico. Ex voto is a style of devotional Catholic art that began in 15th century Italy. Wealthy patrons who had survived a near-death event would commission professionally trained artists to paint a scene that portrayed a divine presence intervening to save them. Ex voto spread throughout Europe, and Spanish colonizers brought it to Mexico in the 1500s. There, it initially took hold among the upper classes, but in the late 1700s gained popularity among the common people, who often painted the pieces themselves. With this shift, ex votos began to be painted primarily on small tin sheets rather than canvas, as Spanish mining operations in the country had made tin widely and cheaply available. Although Mexican ex votos vary in painting style, they generally contain the same three elements: an image depicting the sufferer's misfortune, an image of the intervening deity or saint, and a short written narrative explaining what happened. Because so many ex votos were created in the wake of disease or injury, they constitute a remarkable record of medical conditions and procedures used to treat patients over the past few centuries. In fact, one ex voto from the 1770s is likely the first depiction in Western art of an operation to treat breast cancer.
Questions. Number 11. What is one way that Mexican ex votos changed in the late 1700s? Number 12. Why does the speaker mention the ex voto from the 1770s? B. Moving up in the world. Researchers in London have gained insights into the impulses that guide animals' behavior even before they have had any visual experiences. In a new study, researchers took chicks that had just hatched in total darkness and put them into a box, where each chick was shown two videos simultaneously, with one screen at each end of the box. One video showed a circle moving upward, and the other a circle moving downward. The chicks consistently tended to walk toward the upward-moving circle. According to the researchers, since only living things regularly move against gravity, the chicks' preference suggests they have a built-in attraction toward other animals. While the chicks could be seeking their mothers, the researchers say gravitating toward other animals in general is a beneficial trait, as it would increase opportunities to build social connections. Previous research had shown chicks are drawn toward moving organisms, but it was thought that the complexity of the organism's motion was responsible for the attraction. The new study, however, suggests a simpler cue, movement against gravity, is sufficient to grab chicks' attention. Scientists hope future studies can focus on animals' brain activity so that more can be learned about how these built-in preferences develop.
Questions. Number 13. According to the researchers, what do the results of the study suggest about newly hatched chicks? Number 14. What is one thing the researchers suggest about chicks?
C. Rubisco. As the global warming crisis escalates, Scientists are concerned about being able to produce enough crops in the hotter, more arid climate we face. One potential method for doing so is to improve the efficiency of an enzyme called Rubisco. Enzymes are proteins that help to bring about chemical reactions, and Rubisco is responsible for helping plants absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as part of photosynthesis. Though essential, Rubisco is incredibly inefficient, as it frequently causes plants to absorb not just carbon dioxide, but also huge quantities of oxygen, which is not part of the photosynthesis process. The plant then needs to expend extra energy to deal with these unnecessary oxygen molecules. Scientists believe Rubisco evolved billions of years ago when carbon dioxide levels were far higher. Its ancestor, they believe, was more efficient at absorbing carbon dioxide than the modern variety is. If it were possible to alter the DNA of the modern form of Rubisco to make it resemble that of its ancestor, it would make the process of producing glucose more efficient. Since plants use glucose for energy, this would increase crop yields and could potentially compensate for problems caused by global warming.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing that we learn about Rubisco? Number 16. What are scientists hoping to do? D. The modern job interview process. Recently, the increasingly complicated and time-consuming hiring processes at many companies have become a controversial issue in the business world. Applicants sometimes report being forced to attend as many as 5 to 7 interviews, as well as having to submit work samples that require hours of effort. While candidates are eager to find employment, many see excessive numbers of interviews as an indication the company tends to put its own needs before those of its employees. Furthermore, some express concern that their work samples could be used by the company without proper compensation or recognition, including as training materials for existing employees. From the employer's perspective, hiring the right person is a complicated process, and they see a need to do everything in their power to reduce employee turnover. Furthermore, some firms argue that providing more opportunities for candidates to showcase their skills and expertise allows them to demonstrate their qualifications in a more comprehensive manner. This can increase the chances of finding the right fit between the employer and the worker, which can ultimately lead to a more satisfying and fulfilling work experience for the employee.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing that some applicants worry about during modern hiring processes? Number 18. What do some companies say in defense of their hiring processes?
E. The mystery of migraines. Migraines are often described as severe headaches, but their symptoms also include blurred vision and nausea. They affect around 1 billion globally, with around 1 in 5 women and 1 in 15 men experiencing them. And the pain they cause can be so intense that it prevents sufferers from functioning normally. They have a massive economic impact, as it is estimated they are the reason for tens of millions of missed workdays annually in the UK alone. Despite the prevalence of migraines, however, surprisingly little is known about their cause or how to treat them. One problem is that less money has been invested in migraine research then in research into other common health conditions. This is partly because migraines were historically dismissed as being a psychological rather than a medical condition. In fact, they started to be taken seriously only recently. A further issue is that most of the research was done using male animals, so it provided few clues as to why women are more susceptible. A more recent study, however, suggests a link between migraines and the hormone estrogen, which women produce in higher amounts. Other research has also raised hopes of developing a novel drug that will block the brain receptor that triggers migraines.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker says about migraines? Number 20. What is one issue relating to research into migraines?